The Keokuk City Council could finalize a plan that would have the mayor starting the new year with a much lighter workload. The position is currently full-time with an annual salary of more than $60,000, but come January 1st, it will shift to part-time. Mayor Tom Marion says the reduced workload will allow him to focus less on day-to-day activities and more on the big picture.
I see my duties as economic development, as being the face of the city, as being involved in as many meetings as I can, and hoping to give some direction to the city administrator until he really gets his feet wet here.
The change is part of a major realignment of city government, which Marion says is needed.
Our current code is a little antiquated and has very little in it about what the mayor's duties are, what the council's duties are, and what the city administrator's duties are.
The city council is considering changes to more than a half dozen sections of the city code. For example, the code will soon state that the city administrator reports to the city council, and that person shall provide periodic updates to aldermen. It also lays out who is in charge of hiring and firing employees, and who's responsible for appointing people to jobs or oversight boards. In addition, it grants the part-time mayor 3 weeks of vacation each year. The section on the mayor's salary, though, is not changing. That had to be done before last month's election, and since it wasn't, the part-time mayor is scheduled to earn more than $60,000 next year. Marion is addressing that himself.
I will repay the city for one half of the salary and one half of the IPERS, which is the retirement system, and so the city won't lose a cent.
That money will be used to help pay the salary of the new city administrator, which was part of the plan from the start. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.